Coming up to 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, it's minus 1 right now in the Moncton area. In fact, it's close to the zero mark through most of the province, around minus 5, however, in Campbellton, Charlotte, Dalhousie, Restigouche County. The secret to an event's success has a lot to do with planning, and the organizing team behind one of last summer's successful events want to share their recipe with others. Joanna Brown and Graham Waugh have prepared a toolkit for anybody who might be thinking of organizing a community festival. They put on the first Cornhill Bicycle Festival, and Naren Hay is the general manager of the Fundy Model Forest. He helped out with the guide, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
So what's in this guide?
The cycling guide is a step-by-step, more or less, recipe to put on a community event. Dave, or Graham and Joanne organized the Cornhill Festival last summer, and that was really successful. And the guide takes you from the beginning steps of deciding what you want to do in your community, what kind of an event that you'd be interested in doing. A lot of it is what you have at your hand and what people are interested in and what people are willing to come to. And then it takes you through the steps of developing the concept, doing the management or the steps that it takes to put on the festival, promotion, branding. It's got tips on developing documents like posters and using some of the people in your community, free software that you can get online to do the graphics, right through to finding financing. It's got a couple of letters on approaching funders and that kind of thing. So when we received the toolkit in from Graham and Joanne, we thought it was a really good foundation for anybody in a small community that may be putting on an event and haven't done it before, or for in fact people that may have done this several times before. It's got, I think, good information for people that are doing any kind of a community focused event.
I guess the question is, without it, where would you be, or what have people been obliged to do in the absence of a kit like this?
Well, I think in a lot of cases it's just trial by fire that most of us are involved in our communities in some way, and in some cases, you've got somebody that's done it for a while and knows the ropes. But in the case of Joanne and Graham, I think they both came into this without a lot of experience and learned along the way. And I think that this works really well if you want to kind of follow the steps. I think it does a really good job of laying out the sort of genesis of a lot of small events, and the small events can turn into larger ones. I'm pretty sure that the Balloon Fiesta and some of the larger events that we have in our communities all started off with a couple of people or several people discussing what they'd like to do, and who knows what can happen.
Mm-hmm. Are there areas that are particular challenges in organizing these kinds of events that this kit could help with?
Well, I think one of them that they ran into was liability and insurance, mm-hmm. and they go over some of the issues around that, and ensuring that you understand that there is liability and insurance required, so that you know first of all what you're up against and that you do need it. And they actually ended up going through a supporting organization, a cycling organization, in order to get the insurance that they need. So I think it points out some of the things that you should be aware of so that you don't end up having a problem down the road. And as well, they did a really good job of promoting the event using they developed a web page through a free web page through systems online, and it helped somebody that's never developed a web page first of all figure out how to develop it. Then it offered free hosting, so it also went through and is a really good tool in helping you do things really on the cheap, so that in most cases these community events have very little funding associated with them, and they did a very good job of utilizing the small amount of funding they had, but also going out and finding things that they could use for free, and also in recruiting volunteers to help put on the event, which is really important in any community event. One, I think you want the community part of it so that you build community spirit and the sense of community, but also you need those people to come out and physically do things for you and help.
You talk about funding, and you mentioned that fundraising or tips to do that is part of this package. It seems to me that's a real key.
Yes, the they go over some of the approaches that they take. I mean, there's the possibility of, in some cases, of writing proposals to organizations that may provide funding to do what you want to do. There's approaching government organizations and departments. There's sometimes funding through that, raising funding through approaching businesses and manufacturers in your community to provide either cash or things that you can use to give away or for parts of your event. So that's really critical. You can't do anything without some kind of support financially or through the community or through some other outside sources, and they cover off some of that as well.
It sounds very complete, very comprehensive, and as you say, sort of tested by experience. So how can people get the toolkit?
They can get the toolkit either by going to our website, which is fundingmodelforest.net. We have a Facebook page, Funding Model Forest, or they can call 1-800-546-4838. And we can mail the toolkit out to them, the document out to them. So one of those three ways they can get the toolkit.
Do you have any big events coming up that you want to mention?
Not right now. We're in the process of doing our work planning for the next year, and we'll hopefully the Cornhill Festival will be going off another year. So watch our website and as the summer comes up, and we'll be able to provide more information through that.
Get in touch with us, please, when that happens, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you very much, Dave.
That's Naren Hay. He is the general manager of the Fundy Model Forest. That group helped fund the toolkit for organizing a successful community event or festival. We were talking there about the Cornhill Bicycle Festival. It does sound applicable to a huge variety of community events. And that kit and route guide can be downloaded from the Cornhill Bicycle Festival website or, as you heard there, from the Fundy Model Forest website, which is fundymodelforest.net, all one word, fundymodelforest.net. You can also call toll-free 1-800-546-4838.